This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Health and wellness on Joy Drive.
Good afternoon, Dr. Evangeline Mantzioris.
Good afternoon. How are you today?
I'm well, thank you. I'm looking forward to this conversation because I feel like we've spoken about artificial sweeteners before, but today you're bringing a fresh warning about them, as well as sweeteners that we don't necessarily consider artificial, do we? So
exactly.
Let's talk about it. What's the first one we're going to mention?
Yeah, look, we tend to use the word artificial sweeteners, but perhaps a more reflective, encompassing term would be non-nutritive sweeteners, which is basically everything but sugar, because it implies they don't provide any nutrition. And this includes a lot of the sugar alcohols that are used a lot in food. And these sugar alcohols are popular because they're almost as sweet as sugar. So the amount that industry puts into the product is much higher. And so it packs out the food like sugar would, as opposed to artificial sweeteners like aspartame, where you need very, very, very small amounts in the food to make it sweet. So these sugar alcohols tend to be used in things like lollies and chewing gums, you know, all that sort of variety. So you just need to look at whatever you're taking to see what sort of non-nutritive sweetener is in. So a bit of research came out about one of these sugar alcohols called erythritol. And it's made from cornstarch. So they ferment cornstarch. So that all sounds good,
right? Sounds healthy. Sounds natural.
Exactly. So we talk about fermentation a lot, but it's not. And it's been deemed as safe to be used by a lot of food authorities. And that's because in the first instance, short term, there's no problems. Mm. But evidence is coming out that these may not be so great. And there was a really large study that was done, an observational study, that showed that people that had higher levels of erythritol in their blood actually were more likely to experience heart attacks or strokes, but they didn't really understand why that was the case. And so there was some new research that came out a few weeks ago that showed that erythritol in the blood actually affects the blood-brain barrier. So the blood-brain barrier is what keeps a lot of the nasty things out of our brain, because we need our brain to be in peak form to allow us to do all the things we do and to think and be creative and be clever. And it triggers oxidative stress. So it makes lots of free radicals and can damage the cells in our blood-brain barrier.
So it gets into the brain. Like, therefore, the brain barrier is broken down. Is that right?
It can be. That's right.
This is scary. Do you know, Evangeline, I've got to admit, I'm trying to avoid, because we've spoken about aspartame, et cetera, before, I'm avoiding the diet, you know, soft drinks, et cetera. And I've gone to kombucha, thinking that is no sugar added, it's healthy, and I drank a whole bottle of it today before I came here. I've looked, and it was the last bottle I had. It will be the last bottle that I buy. I'll try and make it myself, which we can probably talk about another time. In it, one of the biggest ingredients, erythritol.
So
this is the problem. So we're trying to be healthy as consumers, trying to do the right thing, and we're potentially drinking something that could be breaking down our brain's defences.
Yeah. And what it also does is interferes with blood vessel function, and this can impair blood flow to the brain. So there's a lot of things happening to the brain, which is problematic. So A, it can destroy the blood-brain stereocells cells, affects blood flow to the brain. But the third thing is it interferes with the way that the body forms clots. So normally you don't want to form clots, and you have a system in your body to reduce these clots, which can go on to form a stroke or a heart attack. But the erythritol actually stops you breaking down your clots, which isn't good. So the researchers think that these mechanisms may be what contributes to the data. The problem is they did this all in the lab, not in people. So, you know, the question is, does it relate to, you know, what happens in the body? We can't be quite sure, but it does give us clues. And when you put those bits of clues together, you start to paint a picture. And a few years ago, the World Health Organization stated that aspartame can be a possible carcinogen,
mm-hmm.
and that artificial sweeteners in general do not help you lose weight, and they do not reduce the risk of diabetes, which brings us to a new study that was just released a couple of days ago from Monash Uni. So the story just keeps going, mm-hmm. doesn't it?
Tell us about this study.
This study from Monash Uni followed people for a period of 14 years. And what they did was look at their dietary intake, so recorded what they ate and consumed, and also looked to see what, you know, if they got diabetes. And what they found was, and this is quite scary,
mm-hmm.
and this is for artificially sweetened soft drinks, that one can of artificially sweetened soft drink could increase your risk of diabetes by a third.
What? Sorry, I didn't mean that just came out. Can I get you to repeat that, please, eventually? Yeah, because that's a significant statistic.
It is. So consuming one can of soft drink a day, which is a lot, can increase your risk of diabetes by a third.
Wow.
And this, and this compares to sugar-sweetened beverages, so your regular soft drinks that have sugar added in them, which also raise your risk of diabetes, but only by a quarter. So artificially sweetened soft drinks raise your risk more than sugar soft drinks. Now, that doesn't mean we should all swap to sugar soft drinks, because what we should be doing is drinking water. It's best for us and also probably best for the environment, because there's another study that came out. And here at Joy, not only do we care about our health, we also care about the environment. And what we know is that a lot of artificial sweeteners aren't broken down in our body. So that means they stay in there and we urinate them out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we urinate them out, where do they go?
Down the toilet, into the waterways.
That's right. So they go into our water systems. And researchers have looked at this to see, is this problematic? And you can probably guess the answer. Yes, it is.
That's
scary.
So
what they know is that we tend to find that it's higher in the summer months.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a higher level of artificial sweeteners in our waterways during summer. And it causes birth defects and is neurotoxic in a particular sort of fish that's really highly studied, called the zebra fish. So that is concerning. The other thing is it can cause a transfer of antibiotic-resistant genes in animals, so that is also problematic.
Which can come back and bite us.
It could, yeah, because we don't want to spread antibiotic resistance because, you know, we're running out of antibiotics that we can use. And the other thing is that a whole lot of people are unintentionally then consuming artificial sweeteners through water.
Oh, Evangeline, I think, do you know what? I'm going to read, I've got new glasses today so I can finally read the ingredients that are always so small on the products. So just to summarise, we know now that erythritol itself can damage the blood-brain barrier there and allow toxins in. It can also increase the risk of diabetes. Is that right?
Yep. Well, artificial sweeteners.
Artificial sweeteners as well. Yep. And
erythritol also reduces blood flow to the brain.
And blood clotting.
And it stops your body from breaking down blood clots.
This is enough for me to stop having them. You mentioned, Evangeline, before that the study hasn't been done in humans yet. But I remember many years ago in science learning about the precautionary principle, the fact that we know that it has this capability to do this, should we stop consuming it?
Yeah. Well, we know it has the biological capability of it. And we've also seen data to show that consuming it increases the risk of stroke and heart disease. So all the evidence is pointing in that direction that it is problematic. But if we pull it all together and include the warnings about aspartame being a possible carcinogen, that it doesn't help us with weight loss, and the reason why we think it doesn't help us with weight loss and increase the risk of diabetes is that it impacts on our microbiome. So the microbiome don't like it. It's toxic for them. So we're spending a whole lot of time trying to get healthy microbiome by having fermented foods And then we're ruining it potentially by using artificial sweeteners.
Which is the kombucha.
So the best advice is, yes, try to avoid it as much as possible.
Okay. Finally, what's, I suppose, your big picture advice on someone trying to cut back sugar? Because, I mean, this does make it difficult in terms of if you want to transition, you still like sweet things and you're relying on these artificial sweeteners and sweeteners such as erythritol as well.
Yeah.
What would your advice be in terms of cutting back?
It's tricky, isn't it? It's difficult because we all want something that's yummy and tasty and that we can enjoy and that gives us a little bit of lift in our day. Look, what I recommend to people is eat something that you really, really enjoy that's good quality and have a little bit of it. And if it's really good quality, it's probably expensive, so you can't afford too much of it. And enjoy it. So, for example, for me, it's chocolate.
Mm.
So, you know, having a little bit of really good quality or your favourite, doesn't have to be good quality, your favourite either milk chocolate, even better dark chocolate. Mm-hmm. For others, it might be a punnet of raspberries and they are expensive and you might go, well, that's going to be what I'll spend that extra bit of money on and really enjoy it. For others, it might be a yogurt, not flavoured, not sweetened though artificially. Mm. So find the thing that you go, wow, I really do enjoy this, doesn't have artificial sweeteners in it, and have a little bit of it, enjoy it. And then go, yeah, that was great. I love that.
We've received some messages on 0427-569-949. Wow, I had no idea erythritol could be linked to stroke risk. I've been using it every day. You might have to rethink that. That's Karen in Preston. James says, I switched to diet soft drinks ages ago to cut calories. This is pretty scary.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go.
And that's what we've been told, isn't it? It's a good way of cutting the calories down.
And David Footscray says, it's getting so hard to know what's safe these days. I'm just trying to eat more whole foods and stay away from anything fake. That's pretty good advice, isn't it?
It is. And the NHMRC, National Health and Medical Research Council, has the Australian Dietary Guidelines out, and that sort of points you to all the whole foods. So there isn't a whole food that is going to be bad for you. You know, we think of all the different fruits, they're all great, all the different veggies, breads and cereals, grains, your protein source, be it cheese or milk or, you know, meat or fish. And, try to avoid the other stuff. Not only are they expensive, they're ultra-processed, they contain additives in them, they don't provide you with a full nutrition. And I always just say pick one. Pick one, the meat's chocolate, and enjoy it. For others, it might be having, you know, potato crisps. Mm. For others, it might be, you know, a particular favourite lolly. Don't overdo it. Just enjoy it.
And avoid the artificial stuff. Evangeline, thank you so much for keeping the Joy Drive family healthy.
My pleasure.
We'll catch you in a couple of weeks' time. Thank you. Dr. Evangeline Mantioras, Program Director of Nutrition and Food Sciences at the University of South Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.